Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the podcast show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, let's see. I've been thinking a little bit about programming in the video production sense, not the computer science way. And so I just put out the South of Midnight video. There's some stuff that's out for Dead Take. I've got a couple of other reviews that I'm looking to get out pretty soon too. And as I've mentioned a couple of episodes before, my work schedule when I do some of this stuff is I have like a video production heavy week and then a not heavy week. And as I kind of put together stuff, I think, you know, fingers crossed, we'll see what the calendar looks like this week. But I think this, I'm going to take a break from doing a video essay and might just kind of bank some Atomic Heart stuff. Sometimes you don't got a script ready to go. I still have that Avowed script, I promise you. We're working on it. It's tough out there sometimes. But yeah, I guess the point here, and I kind of brought this up when we had our bit of a summer break earlier, but I think the thing that has been the most exciting and fun about doing all of the 70% complete stuff is it is, as we kind of positioned it from the beginning, very much an enthusiasm and ideas-based organization. And that's been really good for me. Like, I don't feel like I need to just churn stuff out. I can just kind of put out what I want to when I want to and kind of see what happens. And so far, you know, that's been getting pretty good traction. It's been nice to not have to, do things that I know are in vogue, like, you know, weekly recaps of Fortnite skins, etc. Although, man, what a weird dalliance that would be. But I've been thinking more and more about point to point and kind of how I want to structure this stuff, and how I want to, you know, promote it and put it out there. Cause like we're getting a couple of listeners here and there for point to point, and the podcast is doing well. The video essays are like doing really well. Actually, I've been really surprised that I have had any views on the South of Midnight video. That is a long video, and thank you if you have watched that one. It's great to see folks, you know, watching it and kind of engaging with it and stuff. I always enjoy having conversations with people about that stuff because it's always, you know, when you put something out into the world, even an episode like this, it's always nerve-wracking to be like, okay, like, did I make the point that I wanted to in a way that is like understandable and digestible to someone? Because you spend so long in your own head writing those scripts and, you know, performing them and all of that stuff, and then you get to the end, and I definitely have this all the time where I get to the end of a script or I get to the end of a record and I'm in the edit and everything, like, god damn it, like, I missed, there was like this one point that I missed and is like the perfect rebuttal to this one thing that I have to say, and now the entire video is garbage and we have to throw it away and then, you know, quit all of this, shut down the channel and move to Antarctica. So far, no one has found my Achilles heel on these things that I personally have developed. So, you know, that's good. That's not a puzzle. That's not a quest. Please don't go do that. But it's been nice to kind of do that and then have a mostly positive reception to that. You know, it's tough out there to be a website that covers video games when the industry is imploding, but also there is this absolute treasure trove of really good games coming out that I feel like need to be covered and talked about, as like just bad shit all around is happening. And this has been like a nice place for me to hang out and hide out and do other stuff, which is also kind of the lead in to, I've got some ideas about how to, you know, wrap stuff up. I've been thinking a little bit more about doing weekly point to point roundups on the website, just to, you know, there's 5 episodes-ish a week, and that is a lot to keep up with, so maybe there's a way to kind of wrap that up and either send it out as a newsletter through our website or just kind of have it as a single piece. Because I've kind of gotten to the point now where, you know, I'm usually putting out an episode of Atomic Heart. I'm usually putting out 1 or 2 supporting shorts for that. Sometimes there's a, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks or so, there's a new video essay. There's a new article probably every week, whether it's a blog or a review. And then the, you know, the point-to-point episodes, the 70% complete podcast that comes out every other week. So there's enough now where I feel like, you know, we can start having like a digest of some sort. So I'm thinking about that. I'm also thinking, now that I don't have a finished video essay script available right now, I do have 2 scripts about like making stuff that I've been sitting on that I kind of just need to do the actual making part. But I have like intros for that lamp project that I've been talking about, and the 3D files are basically done. I just need to sit down and do it. So, I mean, that might be coming pretty soon. It's very much a departure. It's very much not a, you know, it's not necessarily a gaming video, but it is very much a, you know, enthusiasm and technology-based thing, which I feel like is, you know, that's what we're trying to do here. I know that Logan has a bunch of ideas about refinishing his ancient 3,000-pound lamps. He has that. I don't know if you remember, but I certainly remember when he dropped the news that he has that weird Cisco Telepresence TV thing. So we have stuff that we're looking to do. It's just finding the time for it. And, you know, I've been working on that lamp project for what feels like months now. So I think if there is a video that comes out, we will have something like that, I think, is probably the next one up on the docket. Unless, by God, I get that Avowed video done. That video is going to be a wild ride because it's basically half a discussion of Avowed the video game, half a discussion of surrealism and critiques of surrealism. And half, that's right, 3 halves of this game is not what you think it is, and that's not the game's problem, that's your problem, which is my favorite kind of video. So that stay tuned for that one. It's going to be real good. I'm looking forward to that one. But I think this lamp project, maybe the Kindle project, I don't know if I've talked about the Kindle project. There's a project with an old Kindle that I have that may have a slight bridge to gaming, so that'll be fun to check that out. But yeah, we'll see. There's some 3D design stuff that I've been really working on and really excited to share with you all, and I think it'll be a good time. So yeah, let me know if you know, if you're listening to this and this is more of a housekeeping episode to start the week off. Sorry. But let me know what you think about the digest, or, you know, if that's something you'd be interested in. Are you a newsletter person? Are you an RSS person? Are you a I don't read websites person? You know, and any one of those people. I truck with those people. So let me know. But thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. As you heard, that is the good old train I am here to ride. So I got to get out of here. Thanks so much for hanging out with me, and have a nice rest of your day. I'll catch you next time. Whenever that is, I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, bye.